we're back. And, you know, some of the things I was thinking about in the break were that not only does American medicine work blindly, but countries that are ahead of us, they do more assaying of nutrients. They do more real medicine and not so much reliance upon the drug industry for every single symptom. Their practice guidelines often are not the same, drugs, devices, and surgery. It's actually look for the cause and the cure. Because remember, there are only two causes, no matter what you have. It can be cancer, it can be heart failure, it can be diabetes, whatever. You can't have a disease without having low nutrient levels and high toxin levels. And that's why, for example, well, we wrote Detoxify or Die and then the High Blood Pressure Hoax. Most people have to repair their detoxification pathways first, and then they have to detox these chemicals. We are now exposed to over 85,000 different chemicals, and these sit in our cell membranes and damage them and open up the corona gates. For example, in the High Blood Pressure Hoax, there's a suppository called Detoximin, which is safer, 20 times cheaper, non-prescription, compared with IV chelation. You just have to make sure that your RBC magnesium, your RBC zinc, and your 125 vitamin D3 are in the top half of normal. And your doctor can order all three of those at any lab, and then you can see your results yourself, because you don't want to be told by some nurse that, oh, yeah, you're fine, and you're at the rock bottom of normal. You want to be in the top half of normal. Say normal was 4 to 6, you want to be 5 or higher. And like I say, I'm a reference junkie. Everything I say we have totally referenced in the last 30 years of the newsletter and or the 15 books. And most of it comes from 20 years of Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry and the government's leading toxicology publication, which I've published in as well, Environmental Health Perspectives. So having said that, you want to make sure, again, that when you, if you think you are ready to do your far infrared sauna and your detoximin to get rid of the chemicals that age us and bring on all disease, they actually, like the phthalates, the plasticizers from drinking out of a plastic water bottle, which everybody does, soda bottles, etc., those plastics actually damage the chemistry of the cell membrane. They're part of the damage that opens the corona gates. And in fact, and they're also part of our epidemics of high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer. In fact, that's how they were discovered. Researchers at Tufts University were looking at breast cancer cells from women's biopsied breast cancers. They were being grown in petri dishes, and what they would do is they would then add one of the carcinogens, a chemical in the environment that makes the breast cancer cells grow like crazy, and then they would add a chemotherapy, whatever drug they were studying, to see how it could kill the breast cancer cells. But much to their surprise, the breast cancer cells started growing like crazy, like they were fertilized. It turns out it's the plastics, the phthalates, that leached out of the plastic petri dishes that were fertilizer for the cancers. And now there's enormous amount of evidence that, like I say, we have higher levels than most countries of a lot of these things in us. Even the, you can't get away from it even if you try, because the polar bears have it too. And so we all have to eventually detoxify a lot of this stuff. Back on vitamin D as well, you may remember from your high school chemistry, it doesn't work if you don't have some sunshine. And so you need to make sure that you get out in the sun. If you can go as nude as possible and still be presentable, whatever, at least for 20 minutes a day, depending on your latitude, You need that sunshine. And yet, what do people do? They slather themselves with sunscreen, which even the Journal of the American Medical Association has shown you might as well drink it because the levels are in your bloodstream, and some of them are carcinogenic. So slathering ourselves, for example, I'm blonde, and I play tennis at high noon for like 30 years for 2 hours. I don't wear sunscreen at all. And I certainly don't have skin cancer or anything. You don't need to protect yourself from the sun. In fact, you need sun to make the electricity in the cell membrane and in the skin that fosters the conversion of your D, which, by the way, is made from cholesterol if you're not taking too many statins, your vitamin D, to its active form, vitamin D3. So don't forget the sun. Be out there and soak up some. Anyway, I think Todd says he has Monica on the line with a question.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you for calling.
Okay, good. My doctor has told me, which I'm aware of, that I have a hiatal hernia.
Uh-huh.
And they're wanting to do a procedure to bring it down into place. And I feel that that's probably a good thing to do. However, I would like to know what I can do to prepare myself nutritionally for that.
Oh, that's a great question. Because anybody who's going to have surgery, I would recommend getting that blood test that we talk about, the 11-page blood test. It's in the book, How to Cure Diabetes. Remember, when I write a book, I never leave anybody out. So even if you don't have diabetes, you want to know all that chemistry, because that's God's chemistry of the human body. And the most common deficiencies, in case you don't want to spend the money for the test, that we have seen in the since the test was created. It looks at vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, aminos, organics, etc. Having said that, if you can't afford it, I would at least try to pressure your doctor to look at your RBC magnesium, your zinc, your 125 D3. I mean, these are so fundamental, so basic, and yet when I review the records of our readers and help them interpret the test, and by the way, do not go with the interpretation that comes with it. It can actually kill people. It's all RDA stuff. It's meaningless. When we go over it with people, I'm amazed, because I first look at all of their records that they've sent me for the last 3 years. They can have been to Harvard, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, whatever. Do you think anybody has looked at their RBC Mag, their D3, their RBC Zinc, or their RBC Copper, or their Selenium? No. They just do surgery. And it shows you why some people don't do well after surgery, or then they start having brain deterioration, losing memory, or they start getting thyroiditis, or they start evolving into other illnesses or other problems, because they were already low. And now they're even lower, because the work of anesthesia and all the drugs and the surgery, that takes more nutrients out of you. And there are only two causes for all disease. Nutrient levels go down, the detox goes up. So in that book, How to Cure Diabetes, is how to order even your own test if your doctor is unwilling or unknowledgeable. Most of them have never even heard of it, so that's in there. But going back to your hiatus hernia, Monica, I would wonder mm-hmm. about if you could actually not even need the surgery. We have seen a number of people who were told they had hiatus hernia, and it needed to be brought down and tacked down through the diaphragm so that it did not slip up. But as you may read in the book No More Heartburn, when you don't make enough acid to actually digest your foods, they can ferment and bubble up into your lower esophagus. That is not meant to be acid resistant like your stomach is. So it gives you a feeling of heartburn because you feel this acidity up there. But the acidity is really because you don't have enough acidity because you're not making enough acid to digest the food and move it on. And that enzyme is carbonic anhydrase, and guess what it's dependent on? Zinc. So again, something as simple as having candida or zinc deficiency or many other things may be what you need to address to get rid of your hiatal hernia symptoms. And, you know, unfortunately, you and I can't go over your individual symptoms right here now. But anyway, those are some thoughts for you. Thank you so much for calling in. And thank you for Well, thank you for thinking outside the box and that, gee, is there anything else I could do? Because you're right.
I do have one more question in regards to this. I'll be going in this week to see the results of my most recent blood tests. And is it possible that all this information would be on that test?
No. Not likely.
No.
In fact, yeah, I probably bet you $100 it won't be on there. If you have a RBC magnesium, RBC zinc, RBC selenium, and a 125 D3, I will definitely send you $100.
Okay.
You know what it'll be? It'll be the standard test that you get when you have a physical, a chemical profile, which looks at your kidney function, your liver function, some of the enzymes that have to do with diabetes, your sugar level, and then there'll be a urinalysis probably, and a CBC, your blood count, to make sure you're not anemic. And those are the three standards, urinalysis, CBC, and a chemical profile, or called metabolic profile, that are done with every physical, that are done before you have surgery, because they want to just make sure you don't have one foot in the grave before they operate on you. You have to be half dead to have a lot of those things abnormal. But if you did have any, for example, there are some interesting things that are on that metabolic profile that are never used. For example, it has become very clear in medicine now that fat is not the cause of arteriosclerosis. It's sugar and insulin. And you can diagnose whether you're in danger of it by seeing if you have insulin resistance, because it's on every one of those tests. You take your triglyceride level and divide it by your HDL. If it's over 1.5, you have insulin resistance. So triglycerides, and this stuff is all in the newsletter 2019-2020. We'll go through everything that we're talking about today probably again in a little more detail, and then in the book, How to Cure Diabetes. But anyway, there are some neat things that are in those profiles that are not utilized because most physicians are brainwashed with the idea that we should have a fat phobia in the United States, but people can eat all the pasta and pizza and croissants and breads that they want with no and sugars and without much problem. Anyway, thank you again.
Very much.
And do we have another one, did you say, Todd? Dave?
Hello.
Hi there, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Except I'm not on the tennis court, but I would like to be.
You know, and unfortunately, Daniel's not there today because he always thinks I'm picking on him, but I'm not, you know. But he's, you know, when he was getting that thing with a pickleball against you on the tennis and all that nonsense, he never mentioned golf, but, you know, that's part of the triathlon. But anyway, the spirit of me, of course, is, you know, I saw on PBS now they're putting it out now of stage 2 diabetes. And people in America eat, like, at least 10 pounds of raw sugar a day, and that shuts down your immune system. I mean, it's automatic.
You right,
know,
and it makes you corona-based.
Sodas, if you will, but there's no sugar in them. I mean, it's like, it's so obvious sometimes, you know? And you being one of the super cherries, you know, yourself, Sherry Tenpenny, Sherry Edwards, you know, it's like, you know, forever I've been listening to you guys, and I actually took on the head of the Albany Medical Center cardiology department, you know. Now I'm going back 25 years, you know, and talking about getting my wife on a statin or whatever that, you know. When I went to the hospital, I had, I guess it was a, you know, low, what can I say, but at any rate,
do you have a question, though, Dave, for us? This is interesting,
well,
but we need a question.
Okay.
So we can fit in other folks' questions.
Okay. I guess the question is, or the observation, if you will, is that if you did not have enough cholesterol in your brain, it would come out through your ears, and it's not a question, it's just an observation, and that people don't realize, but because I had 240 cholesterol or whatever, and I told mine was too high, you know, and it's just, you know, things that are obvious to you,
well,
or whatever, you know, and it's just...
May I interrupt? I have the familial type of cholesterol. Mine was over 500 for over 20 years. And then that led me to write the book, The Cholesterol Hoax. And my cholesterol now is normal. At 77, my cardiac cath and my coronary calcium score are totally zero. They're negative. So cholesterol is not the end-all, be-all. But since you had one of 240, definitely you wanted to get a coronary calcium score at some point in time, because that's a wonderful indicator that most cardiologists try to ignore. And if you have a level over 400 or 500, you definitely want to do that 11-page assay and find out why it's progressing. And you can reverse it. You can also slow it down, and you can make things better. A lot of that's in the book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? Did you have any other question, Dave?
No, no, just a comment. You know, dis-ease, your gut feelings, you know, dis-ease. It's, if that's part of the makeup, too, is the how you're functioning, if you will. If you were in a, you know, fight or fright, you know, trauma all the time, that's not a good thing, because that's, you know, if you
allow
what you see going on in the world today.
You're absolutely right. When people have a flood of anxiety-producing hormones, anxiety, you know, fight or flight type of thing, they can actually create leaky gut, which then leads to autoimmune disease, which everything just about is autoimmune. You make antibodies to something, no matter what you have. So, again, the emotions are very tied in to all the other organs. Another reason why the practice in the United States of one organ for one specialty is so ridiculous, and then the other reason, again, working absolutely blindly, never looking for the cause and cure, never looking for the nutrient levels. Thank you for calling, Dave, and giving us your insight. We always appreciate it. Do we have others, anybody else that wants to? Okay. So, to review then, in order to make yourself more corona resistant, because it is going to come, you want a very healthy cell membrane. You got to memorize the 7M. That's in the 2019 Total Wellness, PrestigePublishing.com. You want to learn it, memorize it, and take that out of your lifestyle as much as possible. And then the next step would be to repair your cell membrane. Make sure that it is healthy as possible. And that would involve not being on a statin. And then the cod liver oil, phosphatidylcholine powder. I think Dan has that at his place here.
and then the eight forms of E, EGEMS Elite, Gamma EGEMS, and two tocotrienols will give you all eight parts of vitamin E, very crucial in this era, and then PS100, phosphatidylserine. And then you have to remember the zinc, 25 to 45, but then you need to balance it, the copper, molybdenum, manganese, and you could take the doses that are in How to Cure Diabetes, even just 3 days a week for those. But you want the magnesium, selenium, zinc, D3 every day. Every day. They're so crucial. Selenium, well, for example, just to make your thyroid hormone, you have to convert the inactive form, T4, to T3. That requires an enzyme that has the mineral selenium in it. And yet, would you believe, in 50 years of medicine, I have never seen one endocrinologist, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, when I review the records of our readers on the phone in 24 countries, have I ever seen a selenium checked by endocrinologists? And yet, what do they mostly prescribe for hypothyroidism? Which is, by the way, very epidemic because the phthalates are environmental endocrine disruptors. They damage your hormones big time. That's in the book, Detoxify or Die. Anyway, when the body, when the thyroid gland is making the hormone, it first makes T4, but that's not the active thyroid hormone. You have to have T3, and that needs selenium.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hey, welcome back. In case you want to call in, the number is 844-769-2944. I'll repeat it. 844-769-2944. If you'd like to call in right now with any questions, we'll be happy to entertain them. So, bare minimum to make yourself corona-proof, you need to stop the 7M. You need to know them cold. And then next, you need to repair your cell membranes because that's the entry, the gate, for the virus to get inside the body. Also, when you repair that membrane, the lining around every cell, you also repair the other things that that cell membrane does. For example, it puts out cytokines like tumor necrosis factor, natural killer cells. In other words, God designed the body and the cell membrane to put out enzymes and proteins that kill cancer cells and that kill viruses and bacteria. So when you repair that cell membrane, you're doing a lot more than just closing off those corona entry gates. And also, don't forget that on the cell membrane are all the receptors for vitamin A, D3. You can take D until the cows come home. But if your D receptor is not repaired, guess what? It's not going to work. So again, it's all very tightly entwined. And then, of course, once you are repairing your cell membranes, you're also healing a leaky gut, possibly, that you have from antibiotics for a tooth or bronchitis or whatever you've had in the past that required one. For don't forget that when people die in ICU, they die from leaky lung. The lung cell membrane has been so damaged and dissolved by the enzymes from the virus that it no longer can diffuse oxygen and nutrients in and out. It's gone. So the membrane repair, we cannot stress enough. And remember the core of the membrane? Is cholesterol. So if you're on a statin, not only do they guarantee you'll get Alzheimer's or some sort of dementia because you have to have cholesterol to make new memory. In fact, one of the damaging things about the statins is that they cause a sudden amnesia in people. But by the time the accident has happened and finished, within a few hours, oftentimes the amnesia disappears and the person is back to normal. So no one knows why the freak subway or plane or train accident occurred, because in all the reports, you never see who was on a statin and who wasn't. And that information is in the book, The Cholesterol Hoax, and then subsequent newsletters as well. In fact, a former friend of mine, he's now deceased, he was a specialist in internal medicine, and he was an astronaut. He actually went to outer space several times, Dwayne Gravlin, MD. And when he had one of his flight physicals, even though he didn't have high cholesterol, they told him, oh, well, you got to go on a statin. This is just the greatest thing. And so he did. And a month later, he was walking home, and all of a sudden, he didn't know his house of 40 years or his how to get there. He didn't know his wife. He had amnesia. And then in a few hours, he recovered. He researched it and found that the statins have been known to do this for a long time. But when he tried to tell his various colleagues in medicine, nobody wanted to believe him. Suddenly, you become a abnormal, unbelievable person when you start going against the drug industry. Anyway, so the statins are, like I said before, probably one of the main reasons or one of the worst mistakes we have ever made in medicine in this era. Let's see, we have the, we talked about the zinc, because that puts, that's the corona birth control, remember. When the virus gets in, then it has to make new baby viruses, and that will, that's controlled by the polymerase enzymes, which are controlled by zinc. And so if you don't have good zinc in your enzymes, then the enzymes that are used by the virus actually takes over our chemistry. A virus is not a complete cell. It's just a hunk of RNA, genetic material, single-stranded, enclosed by a sugary protein. That's all it is. And so it has to use its enzymes and its spikes, those S proteins, those spikes that stick off the outside of the coronavirus, to insert into our ACE2 receptors on the cell membrane to be able to inject its virus, and then the virus has to replicate, has to make new babies. Again, it hijacks our materials, our nutrients, in order to make its own. But the more damaged we are with nutrient deficiencies, that's what determines who makes it and who doesn't, who can survive the virus and fight it off, and who doesn't even get the virus because they have strong enough cell membranes. The next probably most important thing would be the gut. Again, a lot of people totally forget and just ignore the gut, but it's half of your immune system. In other words, you can't fight off anything if the gut isn't healthy. But most people have a gut that has had a lot of antibiotics, a lot of sugary products, sodas, donuts, etc. And so it has, and with antibiotics, steroids, you can get an over.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hey, I don't know what happened there, but something, we were, everything died in the world, probably cloud overload, I don't know. Anyway, we were talking about candida and how it creates leaky gut and autoimmune diseases, everything from thyroiditis to every disease you can think of. So, again, we've created an acronym called THINK, T-H-I-N-K. Whenever you're stuck and you can't find the cause and the cure for what you have, look at the T, toxins, H, hormones, I, intestines, N, nutrient deficiencies, K, knowledge gaps, and you will always find the cause someplace in there. That's all outlined in the last couple of years of the newsletter. Anyway, Todd says we have Tatiana in Canada with a question.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Rogers?
Yes, hello.
Am I online right now?
I think you are.
Okay. Well, it's good to talk to you again. I've been your long-time follower, and, you know, we've had a consultation together in the past. So I'm well versed in, you know, your books and all your advice, but my question is, there's, and I'm thinking about everybody else that right now is in panic, but if you do get the virus and you don't have the time to you know, do all that preparation and the cell membrane repair and topping up the nutrients, is any, and I know you've, in the past shows, you've mentioned the D-dimer and the lactic acid, the LDH, the lactic acid dehydrogenate tests that they could do at the hospital. But before you make it into the hospital, when you are already, you're already fighting it, but it's too early for you to kind of go to the hospital. Is there anything that people could do to stop the virus from, like, in its dead tracks, sort of to make that progression into the, you know, the serious lung,
well, there are,
you know,
yeah,
infection?
You're absolutely right, Tatiana. There are so many papers in the literature showing that chloroquine and a better form, a safer form, hydroxychloroquine, has not only been used for decades for malaria, for lupus, and it started out as a non-prescription thing even. Anyway, it's been around for a long time. There were many scientists who wrote papers of how it can zap the COVID in its beginning when people start with their symptoms. But magically, it just went off the market and is gone. So, and that now they're hanging their hats on the new antiviral, which is injected and $1,000 a treatment, et cetera. And this other thing was very inexpensive. In consultations with people, we could go into ways that they could get it, but I would not feel comfortable airing it because I don't want the source to disappear as this disappeared. For decades, doctors have always been able to prescribe what's called off-label. In other words, even though a certain drug is only used for X disease, if they found it worked in something else, they could do it. And so they started doing it with this, and it magically disappeared. No doctor can get it now. No pharmacy can get it. So anyway, we have found ways around this, and in the meantime, remdesivir is coming into the forefront, and we're always saved by the latest and greatest and most expensive medication. Thank you for calling. Do you have any other questions?
Can I have a question? And in terms of, I just heard from different doctors, alternative medicine doctors, saying that, you know, putting in a lot of vitamin D and vitamin A, and I've heard about doing also like almost like a nebulizing inhalations or anything to help to open up the lungs. And are you able to elaborate anything about that? Or,
well, as we've been saying, you want to have your nutrient levels as good as you can get them. Most people, when we see their blood test, the cardio-ion, they have very low levels of D and zinc and magnesium, which is why we've been concentrating on that, on those three. They're not the only ones, obviously, but they're so low that you can see that they would never rally. They just couldn't because they're so low in those. So following what we've talked about in the last couple of hours of the getting the doses of zinc, magnesium, most people need 800 to 1,000 a day. I think the RDA is like 350 for women and 400 for men. It's very low. In fact, even the United States government's surveys show that over half the people, for example, are low in magnesium. And that's one reason why for half the people who have their first heart attack, it's their last one. They never live because you can get to the emergency room and you can have 600 joules of cardioversion, the dramatic paddles that you see in the emergency room on TV. But if they don't have enough magnesium, you can't make the heart work, and so they die. And magnesium is in 500 enzymes. It's needed for everything. You can't cure anything. And yet I see the records all the time from the most high-profile clinics where people have been for years for atrial fib, for high blood pressure, for heart failure. One of the leading causes for those things is low magnesium. Do you think they've ever had one measured? Never. Or if they do, they only have the serum magnesium, which is worthless. That's less. That's 1% of the magnesium that is in the heart and the brain and the tissues in the lung where you need it and in the red blood cells. So, yeah, there's so many other things. That's why I say it would actually be going through every nutrient, every phytonutrient, every food, every every herb, because they all have great antioxidant qualities that help in some part. So what we've tried to do here is hit the most commonly low ones that are extremely important. So again, thank you so much for your call. And we have Ed in Colorado.
Hi, Dr. Sherry.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Thank you for calling.
One of the things I thought was interesting was when the doctor friend you described a little while ago.
Oh, Dwayne Gravlin, MD, yeah.
Dr. Gravlin had the memory issues.
Uh-huh.
Is that an iatrogenic illness? Iatrogenic illness?
Iatrogenic just means it's caused by your medicines or whatever. Yes, it is. It's a known phenomenon. He wrote a whole book on it, as a matter of fact. And then we've addressed it past issues of the Total Wellness. It's been known to cause amnesia. Because in order, like I was saying before, in order to remember what I said 5 seconds ago, you have to make new memory. And part of that chemistry requires phosphatidylcholine, et cetera, B vitamins, and it requires cholesterol. And unfortunately, when you take a cholesterol-killing drug like a statin, it poisons the enzyme in the liver, HMG-CoA reductase, so that you don't make cholesterol. And you can't. You need cholesterol for hormones. You need it for bile, so you can absorb your fat-soluble vitamins like A, D, E, K, etc., for membrane repair. You need it to make new memory. And unfortunately, even the diagnosis of dementia is not right, because a lot of times people think that someone's brain is okay because they remember so much stuff from the past. Oh, my gosh, they can cite all sorts of things. But it's what happened today that they can't remember, or yesterday, because years ago they may have had the right chemistry to make new memory. So they still have that old memory, but it's the new stuff they can't make. And they're unfortunately diagnosed that, oh, well, they remember all these old things in history. Yeah, because they had the right chemistry then, but they don't now.
Yeah, and you talked about cell repair and membrane repair. What detoxification, I know, is important. What role does detox play in, you know, repairing your cells and membrane?
Huge. That's why, remember, there are only two causes for all disease. Nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. And that's why I like to make sure that before people do detoxification, they at least want to make sure their RBC, red blood cell or intracellular, magnesium and zinc have been checked, and a vitamin 125 D3, bare minimum, because if you do start sweating out your toxins, like with a far infrared sauna and detoxifier dye, you could sweat out your last molecule of magnesium and have a heart attack or a stroke. Likewise, in the book, The High Blood Pressure Hoax, you want to be sure those things, those nutrients are, at least those are checked. Best would be to get that whole blood test that's in the diabetes book, How to Cure Diabetes. But then my favorite is Detoximin. It's a suppository, comes in various strengths, 750 to 1500 milligrams. It's EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, and it's a detoxifier that's over 50 years old. It's an FDA-approved additive in foods to help detoxify the heavy metals that are in them. It's part of the IV that doctors use who do IV chelation. The beauty of Detoximin is it's like 20 times cheaper. You do it at home. It's non-prescription. And you can put a suppository in every night, 3 weeks out of every month, and really get rid of those heavy metals that we see in everyone. Mercury from the corn syrup, aluminum from the coffee maker, and the baking powder that's in all breads and so forth. Aluminum, cadmium, it's in all processed foods. You can't get away from these things. So mercury, aluminum, cadmium, what else? Arsenic. It comes from the GMO Roundup, because it's considered part of the inert ingredients, so it doesn't have to be on the label, but as we've documented in the newsletter, it is a part of the contaminant, and the reason we looked into it is because we started seeing people have elevated levels of arsenic all the time, and it comes from the contamination of foods with weed killers. So there's just so much that we are the first people ever to be so toxic. Like I said before, even the polar bears in the Arctic have human diseases, osteoporosis, hypothyroidism, and they don't drink out of styrofoam coffee cups, but they have levels of phthalates, plasticizers. So detoxify or die, and the high blood pressure hoax when you're ready to detox, and that will guide you through those.
Thank you, Dr. Rogers. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Ed. Let's see. Do we have any other callers, Todd? Okay. All right. Well, our whole focus is not to find out blame or where this came from or who's responsible, but now just to make sure that we make you as smart as possible. I know you don't want to be biochemists and you don't want to have to read, but this is a wonderful time now that you have lockdown, to you can order the newsletters by electronically, and you can read it electronically, receive it that way. You can make yourself too smart to fail. You can get yourself a lot smarter and make the best use of this time in learning how God designed your body to heal. We have the most amazing chemistry as the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry and Environmental Health Perspectives have shown for decades. And we just ignore it because the money is in the drugs. But for the health is in your head. It's how much, how smart you can make yourself. So thank you all for listening. And again, make yourself too smart to fail.
Who's holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? The lover of my soul, Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again?